bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. I've tried to smile while saying that, okay? It's a little hard. I know you're going to have a hard day, too. But let's get through Monday. We got to do it. Hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. It is the 13th of June, 2016. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way in around 5 minutes. Been talking to Siri lately, thinking about, maybe when you coming to Mac? Well, Apple inadvertently, once again, kind of gave us a clue. Discovered by Brian Rommel. Don't know where he's from, he's got to give him the credit. He's been asking Siri, why don't you open up settings in the window? In reply, Siri actually says, I can't find the Finder app. That Finder app is only available in Mac. Yes, indeed. We all know that, don't we? Yeah. And it's highly doubtful that we'll get a file manager in iOS 10. That ain't going to happen. So, is this Apple laying out the groundwork for Siri on OS X? Well, from what we heard last week, maybe just Mac OS. Remember, we're hearing the X is gonna go away. Bluetooth 1, Bluetooth 2, Bluetooth 3, and Bluetooth starting to sound like the BBC. Well, now there's going to be Bluetooth 5, so get ready to upgrade once again. This might be worth the upgrade, however, though. They're promising 4 times the speed, yes, twice the range, even better, and it's going to have location awareness. Yeah, I don't know if that's good or bad. And a letter published in the Bluetooth newsletter, yeah, there's such a thing, I didn't know that either. Mark Powell says, Bluetooth 5 will improve significantly new functionality for connective services. You're going to have location-relevant information and navigation. So how long before we start seeing and experiencing Bluetooth 5? Probably not long. I'm sure it'll be implemented in all the latest upcoming smartphones. Don't know about the Apple one. We know how Apple is. From what we hear, that phone ain't going to be that great from what we have now. Probably the next phone. In any case, we'll find out a lot more when the launch of Bluetooth 5 takes place in London this coming Thursday. WhatsApp users, you get a nice little new feature in your little app there. It now has the ability to quote messages that you want to reply to. Yeah, that's kind of helpful when you're in a group chat or family, friends, you know, usually group chats, though. There's a big mystery surrounding this, though. We don't know how many people actually have access to it. Personally, I don't. None of my family or friends do either. Now, according to what WhatsApp is saying, hey, there's a tongue twister. The feature actually came out a day or so ago as an experimental feature for Android app users. That's running the beta version 2.16.118. If you want to get technical. So it may be just a case in point right now what version you're running. But it does look like it will be rolling out to all of us very soon in the future. And finally, hey gamers that got a hold of Fallout 4 for free. That was fun while it lasted, wasn't it? Yeah, you remember last week that $110 deluxe edition bundled of Fallout 4? Yeah, remember on Xbox Store it was priced for nothing. Nobody really knows how many people actually grabbed the thing. But apparently Microsoft, they found out. Unfortunately, like I said, yeah, it was fun while it lasted. Because if you grab the Fallout 4 for free for Xbox One, it's going to be disappearing pretty soon from your account. Microsoft has confirmed that any copies obtained due to that error have had their license revoked, and the games will disappear from the user's Xbox One library. Microsoft is feeling your pain today. So those of you that are traumatized and affected by this, Microsoft, for your inconvenience, will deposit $10 by the end of June into your Microsoft account. Really? $10? And now we can get the thing for $100. Microsoft, as far as I'm concerned, it was your screw-up. You ought to just let them keep it. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network. Come on, you know where that's at. BritishTechNetwork.com. Get on over there. Check out the BTN shows and get subscribed to them, too. You can also follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can hang out with all the fine folks in the BTN community over at our Slack room. That's at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show shall, of course, be returning for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, it's Monday. Roll over, go back to sleep, forget it. And thank you very much for listening.